This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. When I was a little boy, I heard a sermon about heaven and hell, and I thought to myself, why would anyone choose to go to hell by not believing in Jesus? Now that I am a senior citizen, I ask myself the same question I did all those years ago. I am still amazed that so many people convince themselves that there is no torment in hell for all eternity and no eternal happiness in heaven because there is no God. On the broadcast today, I will be discussing gambling on eternity. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from our Florida facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That's why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to the Philippines, specifically the Greater Manila area, and recently to Europe over the shortwave facility of Reflections Europe, located in Donegal, Republic of Ireland. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. There you can listen to past, present, and future radio programs. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Consider a life lived with faith in Christ and a life lived without Christ. The atheist without Christ is gambling that since there is no God, faith is just wishful thinking and just pointless restrictions on his lifestyle. He is betting there is no hell to avoid, no God, no judgment day. This person is the ultimate high roller or extravagant gambler, the wildest of risk takers, because if he is wrong, the most horrible torment of hell is a certainty for all eternity, with no relief, ever. Now, consider the person who puts his faith in Christ and lives a life in faith and obedience to the Bible, the Word of God, trusts in Christ to redeem his soul, and to take him home to heaven when he dies. If the atheists were right in the end, what has the Christian risked in believing in Jesus and living his whole life according to God's Word, the Bible? The answer is nothing. The Christian has lived a good and decent life in service to others. There is no eternal downside to being a Christian. But failing to believe in Jesus makes you a practical atheist, whether or not you're willing to admit you are. Atheism is the view that God does not exist. Atheism is not a new development. Psalm 14:1, written by David around 1000 BC, mentions atheism. He says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. Recent statistics show an increasing number of people claiming to be atheists, up to 10% of people worldwide. So why are more and more people becoming atheists? Is atheism truly the logical position atheists claim it to be? Why does atheism even exist? Why doesn't God simply reveal himself to people, proving that he exists? Surely if God would just appear, the thinking goes, everyone would believe in him. The problem here is that it is not God's desire to just convince people that he exists. It is God's desire for people to believe in him by faith. That's 2 Peter 3:9. Take a look at that. And to accept by faith his gift of salvation. John 3:16 that we've often quoted on this broadcast. The Bible tells us that God's existence must be accepted by faith. Hebrews 11:6 declares, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. The Bible reminds us that we are blessed when we believe and trust in God by faith. Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." That's John 20:29. Atheism cannot be proven, and God's existence must be accepted by faith. Obviously, Christians believe strongly that God exists and admit that God's existence is a matter of faith. At the same time, we reject the idea that belief in God is illogical. We believe that God's existence can be clearly seen, keenly sensed, and proven to be philosophically and scientifically necessary. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the works of His hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. That's Psalm 19:1-4. Contrary to the claims of atheists and agnostics through the centuries, man cannot live without God. Man can have a mortal existence without acknowledging God, but not without the fact of God. As the Creator, God originated human life. To say that man can exist apart from God is to say that a watch can exist without a watchmaker, or a story can exist without a storyteller. We owe our being to the God in whose image we are made, Genesis 1:27. Our existence depends on God, whether we acknowledge His existence or not. As the sustainer, God continuously confers life. He is life. And all creation is held together by the power of Christ. See Colossians 1:17. Even those who reject God receive their sustenance from Him. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Matthew 5:45. To think that man can live without God is to suppose a sunflower can continue to live without light, or a rose without water. As the Savior, God gives eternal life to those who believe. In Christ is life, which is the light of men, John 1:4. Jesus came that we might have life and have it to the full, John 10:10. All who place their trust in Him are promised eternity with Him, again, John 3:15-16. For man to live, truly live, he must know Christ, John 17:3. Not everyone who rejects God is an empty pleasure seeker, however. There are many unsaved people who live disciplined, sober lives, happy and fulfilled lives even. The Bible presents certain moral principles which will benefit anyone in this world. Fidelity, honesty, self-control, etc. But again, without God, man has only this world. Getting smoothly through this life is no guarantee that we are ready for the afterlife. See the parable of the rich farmer in Luke 12, and Jesus' exchange with the rich but very moral young man in Matthew 19:16-23. Without God, man is unfulfilled even in his mortal life. Man is not at peace with his fellow man because he is not at peace with himself. Man is restless with himself because he has no peace with God. The pursuit of pleasure for pleasure's sake is a sign of inner turmoil. Pleasure seekers throughout history have found over and over that the temporary diversions of life give way to a deeper despair, the nagging feeling that something is wrong. That's hard to shake off. King Solomon gave himself to a pursuit of all this world has to offer, and he recorded his findings in the book of Ecclesiastes. Solomon discovered that knowledge in and of itself is futile. He found that pleasure and wealth are futile. Materialism is folly, and riches are fleeting. Solomon concludes that life is God's gift, and the only wise way to live is to fear God. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, every secret thing, whether it is good or whether it be evil. That's Ecclesiastes 12. In other words, there is more to life than the physical dimension. Jesus stresses this point when he says, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God," Matthew 4:4. Not bread, the physical bread, but God's word, the spiritual bread, keeps us alive. It is useless for us to search within ourselves for the cure to all our miseries. Man can only find life and fulfillment when he acknowledges God. Without God, man's destiny is hell. The man without God is spiritually dead. When his physical life is over, he faces eternal separation from God. In Jesus' narrative of the rich man and Lazarus in Luke 16, the rich man lives a pleasurable life of ease without a thought of God, while Lazarus suffers throughout his life but knows God. It is after their deaths that both men truly comprehend the gravity of the choices they made in life. The rich man realized too late that there is more to life than the pursuit of wealth. Meanwhile, Lazarus is comforted in paradise. For both men, the short duration of their earthly existence paled in comparison to the permanent state of their souls for eternity. Man is a unique creation. God has set a sense of eternity in our hearts. That's Ecclesiastes 3:11. And that sense of timeless destiny can only find its fulfillment in God Himself. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for all people everywhere. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from our Florida facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That's why we have the website gospeltoafrica.com. We have since expanded to the Philippines, specifically the Greater Manila area, and recently to Europe over the shortwave facility of Reflections Europe, located in Donegal, Republic of Ireland. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospeltoafrica.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future radio programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospeltoafrica.com. On Facebook, facebook.com/gospeltoafrica. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Acts chapter 17, verses 22 through 24, 27, and 28. So Paul, standing before the council, addressed them as follows. Men of Athens, I notice that you are very religious in every way. For as I was walking along, I saw your many shrines, and one of your altars had this inscription on it, to an unknown God. This God, whom you worship without knowing, is the one I'm telling you about. He is the God who made the world and everything in it. Since he is Lord of heaven and earth, he does not live in man-made temples. His purpose was for the nations to seek after God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and exist.